Jason Walbridge announced as new Sky City Group CEO. Jason Walbridge has been announced as the new chief executive of Sky City Entertainment Group and is set to assume his new role in July, subject to regulatory approval in New Zealand. Walbridge has spent 2 decades working in the gambling industry, most recently as a strategic advisor at Bridge Gaming. At present, he is also the executive chairman of the National Entertainment Network in the US. In the past, Walbridge has held the position of Chief Operating Officer of the SG Digital Division of Scientific Games, and he held the same position at Nix Gaming Group prior to its acquisition by Light & Wonder in 2018. However, the majority of his career, more than 18 years, has been spent with Aristocrat Leisure. He held several roles in the company, including Chief Supply Officer and Managing Director for Europe, Middle East, and Africa. Walbridge is replacing Michael Ahern, who left Sky City last month. The COO of Sky City New Zealand, Callum Mallett, will serve as interim CEO until Walbridge joins in July. Walbridge excited to join Sky City. Speaking about his appointment, Walbridge said that it will be a privilege to lead Sky City, and added that he is excited to be joining the business at this time as Sky City looks to pursue the many opportunities ahead of it. Sky City Chair, Julian Cook, said that he is delighted with the appointment. Quote, "We are looking forward to the valuable contribution Jason will make to the business. Jason has extensive global experience in the land-based and online gaming industries, which will position him well to lead Sky City through its next phases." Julian Cook, Sky City Chair. Further changes at Sky City. There have been a number of changes to the senior team at Sky City. Last month, it was confirmed that Julie Amy resigned from her role as Chief Financial Officer and will officially step down on the 25th of September. Furthermore, last week, Sky City confirmed that Andrew McPherson, who has been working as Chief Information Officer on an interim basis since November, has now been appointed on a full-time basis.